All through that night, the Jews of Debrecev worked hard on their secret plan. Zelig the blacksmith hammered at his smith's shop. Gimple the baker baked one tray of fresh bread after another. And messengers hurried in and out of Michal's jewelry shop all night long. Early the next morning, everything was ready. Shloime and Rachamim thanked the exhausted Jews of the village. They then shook hands, said goodbye to each other, and set off in the direction toward Constantinople. Rachamim went ahead first on the fastest horse in the village. Shloime climbed with Meshulam onto his wagon, which was now full of fresh loaves of bread.
But Mr. Friedman, what was the plan?
Yeah, Zadie, and why didn't they travel together? What was going on?
Just wait, boys, and you'll understand exactly what happened.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, everything is going as planned. We head to the main road towards Constantinople, and if your two friends catch up with us, you'll simply tell them that you got a ride with me. And Rachamim went ahead by himself.
Stop! Stop that wagon right there!
Get out of the wagon.
Come on, get out! You boy! Where is it?
Where is what?
Don't be a fool! The crown! The treasure! Where is it?
I don't have it!
Lying Jew! Open his bags!
Nothing here!
Where is the crown, Jew? Where? Where is it? Where?
My friend has it! The other man! He tried to save the crown!
What? Where is he? Which way did he go? Tell me now, Jew, or you're a dead man.
He took the main road. It's still a few hours to nightfall. He'll probably spend the night in the inn just 3 miles north from here. I'm telling you, I don't have it.
Mahmoud, lend me a hand here, please. 1, 2, 3, push!
He's right. It's not here, Ishmael.
My bread, my wagon!
Be glad you have your lives. I would kill you right now if it weren't so risky. But your friend may not be as lucky. Come, Mahmoud. We're off to find the other Jew.
Phew! We're safe. Is the burnt loaf of bread still there?
Yes. Baruch Hashem. Now may the Rebbein Shalom watch over Rachamim now.